Good evening and welcome to our guest. As you join us tonight, as we continue the Sacred Triduum, that's Latin for 3 days, those 3 sacred days that precede Easter Sunday, the days that we call Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, they're the high point of the church's liturgical year because they're also the high point of Christian belief. They are at the heart of that profound reality that we call the Paschal mystery, meaning of God delivering us from death to new and eternal life through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In this profound reality, our lives are given ultimate meaning. Last night on Holy Thursday, we focus on the gifts of the Eucharist and the ordained priesthood, which Jesus gives us at the Lord's Supper. Today, on Good Friday, we meditate on the meaning of the crucifixion as we gather now to venerate the cross of Christ. Tomorrow, Holy Saturday, we will begin the day keeping hope alive in the face of death as we focus on the body of Jesus laid in the tomb. And we end Holy Saturday with the Easter Vigil, which we focus on the light of the risen Christ triumphing over death and darkness in the resurrection, and we traditionally on that night, we welcome new members into the church, the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist. So this evening, we continue this Triduum with the ultimate meaning given our lives in the gift of Jesus on the cross. And perhaps no other day, not only the Triduum, but the entire year, confronts us as does Good Friday. That's the reason why the sanctuary is so barren. It's the reason why we process in silence and process out as well. That's the reason the starkness of the liturgy, the crucifix and the sacred images are covered. And we have not a mass, but a liturgy of the word and the sharing of communion. This day confronts us for certain with the reality of our own sin and that of the world's, of our failure to be faithful to Jesus, to be faithful to our primary identity in which he gives us to us, that we are the beloved sons and daughters of God, that we are friends of Jesus, and that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Through our pride, our selfishness, our indifference, and so on, it is for these that Jesus dies upon the cross in order to set us free from this poison to our souls, and thus our lives are given ultimate meaning and offered the gift of eternal salvation. We are confronted that the crucifixion is not merely a moving story about a good man dying unjustly for his personal beliefs or a good man who dies for his convictions. Through the centuries, countless men and women have given their lives so as to be true to their beliefs. And doing so is noble, doing so is admirable, but it doesn't make a single one of them into a Savior through whose blood we are washed clean of sin. The crucifixion is the death of God the Son, the Word made flesh to live among us, and he dies for this very reason, to save us. On Good Friday, we acknowledge that we are unable to save ourselves. On Good Friday, we are confronted that the hope and salvation for which we desire is found only through Jesus and his cross. And from the cross, our lives are given ultimate meaning. When the body of Jesus is on the cross in John's account of the event, it is pierced with a soldier's lance. And what flows out is referred to as blood and water. The blood is obvious, but the water is probably the buildup of clear fluid around the heart and lungs, as you normally died on the cross by asphyxiation. It's part of the crucifixion process. And the first Christians, from John's account, they see this outflowing of blood and water as the signs of baptism and of the Eucharist. That Eucharist, the blood of Christ, that new covenant, that new relationship sealed in the blood of Christ. And that water that washes us clean of sin and gives us new birth through baptism. That baptism that promises that we will renew on Easter Sunday. For in response to the hatred, the cruelty, and the sin of all the world, what flows out from the pierced side of Jesus on the cross is not vengeance. It is not the righteous punishment of the guilty, as we would expect. Instead, what flows out is mercy, compassion, forgiveness, made present in the sacramental life of the church, that baptism, the Eucharist, and so on. Perhaps most of all, what confronts us on Good Friday is this mercy and forgiveness of God. Yes, from the cross, Jesus sees us sinning. And from the cross, He longs to call us out from that sin, whatever it might be, to a new life of that ongoing conversion. Jesus loves us even from the cross. I say that we are confronted with this because I think that for most of us, we struggle to truly believe this. It's probably one of the most difficult article of faith, probably the most difficult belief of the church, the Christian gospel, is to believe that it's possible for us to be forgiven, for us to be completely, totally loved by God, that God loves us so thoroughly, so completely in Jesus and from the cross. And then not only to believe it, but then also to let it ourselves be changed by this love and to live our lives out of that love for the good of others. That's why every year there's a Holy Week. Every year there's a Triduum. Every year there is a Good Friday. And every year that we go and take part, participate, to allow our lives be formed to more like the life on the cross that's poured out for us. More conformed to this gift of mercy, forgiveness, and love that gives our lives ultimate meaning in this life and in the next, as we continue in the sacred Triduum of Holy Week.